A 5.2 magnitude quake hit at about 4:40 this morning. It caused enough shaking, as one Milwaukee man put it, to think his wife was rubbing her feet together on the bed. But Wisconsin scientists say it was a quake that originated in the so-called Wabash Fault Zone near West Salem, Illinois, and Evansville, Indiana. UW-Milwaukee seismologist Brett Ketter says the Wabash Fault is much different than the San Andreas Fault in California, where two active plates are sliding past each other.
Here there's stresses in the crust themselves, probably from a much older fault system that never quite finished, so to speak. And there's still enough strain in the rocks to produce an earthquake. However, it's not as active in the sense of there being active plate tectonics taking place.
Ketter says there were at least two aftershocks in Wisconsin later in the morning, the largest one being 4.5 magnitude. He likens it to rocks settling after releasing a jolt of energy.
You know, there's sort of a, for lack of a better word, settling effect. There might still be just enough energy in there to kind of keep the ball rolling and create a couple of smaller earthquakes.
Ketter says he thinks the Wabash Fault and the New Madrid Fault near St. Louis are very unlikely to produce a major earthquake, and the mild quakes that are triggered will come every 5 to 10 years. He says don't go buying earthquake insurance. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.